A rebel group in the troubled Darfur region of western Sudan has appealed for help following what it said was a ground attack of a village by government troops and allied militias. A spokesman for the Sudan Liberation Army, Ahmad Abdel Shafi Yagoub, is urging the United Nations and international agencies to come to Sora village and areas near Zalingay province to protect the people there from further government attacks and to help the injured and displaced. He says that on Friday, government troops and allied militias invaded Sora and, using mortars and artillery, killed around 200 people. Sora has a total population of about 500.
The village is completely destroyed now. It's just smoke. The properties were looted. There's nothing. There is no life in the village.
Mr. Yagoub says thousands of people have fled the area. Many of the survivors are badly injured, he says, but have no hope of receiving medical care. Bitter warfare has stepped up in Darfur in recent months between rebels, the Sudanese government, and Arab militias that many observers say are allied to the government. The conflict started early last year as a protest against perceived economic neglect by the government. Last month, the UN Children's Agency said the area is experiencing extreme human rights violations and that more than 750,000 people have been displaced by the war in Darfur. Mr. Yagoub says the conflict has taken on a racial dimension.
This one is a policy of the government trying to push the population out from the area, which has no explanation rather than ethnic cleansing.
The Sudanese government, in turn, denies that the Darfur conflict is about ethnic cleansing. A source with the Sudanese government, who asked not to be named, says that war in Darfur was sparked because development was not balanced in the Darfur region and that any fighting is, quote, just an act of armed gangs. Within the last few years, says the source, the Sudanese government has made, quote, a very huge effort to develop the region of Darfur. Now it has received more development assistance than any other region. The source says Eritrea and some Sudanese political parties are supporting the rebels. According to the government, the rebels should be held responsible for the collapse of peace talks last year between the government and the rebels. A ceasefire signed between the two in September also seems to have been violated. The conflict in Darfur is not being included in the Sudanese peace talks that are being held in the Kenyan town of Naivasha between the government and another rebel group, the Sudan People's Liberation Army. Kathy Maitney for VOA News, Nairobi.